Well, I certainly believe there's a combination of both. Project developers, and I can use my own personal experience, we went out looking and we worked in animal waste in Mexico and in Brazil, which we ended up with 94 registered projects in that area, 700 farms. So we went out looking and we attended some of the swine conferences to meet with farmers and finding out what is your baseline. Do you have an open lagoon? You do. So you're emitting a greenhouse gas. So we turn around and say, are you interested in perhaps through this CDM that we can get rid of that problem, which is not really a problem to you, but it is a problem to the earth, and maybe give you an improved animal waste management system. But I can also share with you that in my own personal case, in my experience, I worked with the DNA of Mexico, who, when we went to them with our project idea, and they were rather impressed, and they said, this is very good, we'll probably go and approve this, and we did everything to get the letter of approval. And then they came back and said, would you mind coming with us around through the states in Mexico as a DNA-sponsored event to go and share your concept of what a practical project for a CDM? So we did that, and I think I went to, oh my gosh, it must have been at least 8 or 9 different states in Mexico to inform industry, education, academia, and farm owners and business owners, business as well, about CDM and some practical ways to do it.